Blog Talk Radio.
Yes, me again, and I'm back.
Welcome to the show, guys, and thank you for tuning in. I'm your host, Frank Williams, and you're listening live to the Frank Williams Show. Thank you guys for tuning in, and welcome to the show. Those that are listening via my show page on Blog Talk Radio, thank you guys for listening in. And those who are listening via cell phone, thank you guys for listening in to the show. Now, just before I get started, now the call-in number to the show, guys, is 818-301-5834. That's 818-301-5834. Before I get into the show, I just want to send my my apologies out to a lot of people who are faithful listeners to the show, and people that have been wondering what's going on with the show, because I haven't been on the show, and you guys know this, I haven't been on the show in maybe 2 weeks. I took me a little time off simply because things were just getting, I was wearing down. Physically, I was wearing down. Mentally, no. Physically, I was wearing down. I was on the night shift, working all night till morning. And then I come home, and after I do things, then get up and then go to bed, I couldn't wake up in time to get the show done. I needed that rest. So I took, some time off to get my body right. And now I'm doing a different shift. So I'm doing the show at a different time. This is a trial experiment this month for the next 4 weeks, rather. I'm going to see how this works out at 10 in the morning. I know I've already lost a few listeners because a lot of you guys are at work, but I think I'm going to gain some listeners as well from the 10 o'clock show. And I tell you, I just believe that, you gotta make sure your body's right. Okay, you have to make sure that your body's right. And it's just like now, it's just like the episode, the show that I'm getting ready to do about coping with daylight savings time is, when your body's out of whack, everything else, gets out of whack. And you're not as focused at work or whatever you do. You're grouchy. All kinds of things happen when you don't have a proper rest or your body's not is out of that sync, if you understand what I'm saying. But anyway, I'm back. We're going, and we're going to run all week at 10 o'clock. We're going to run all next week, week after that, and week after that at 10 o'clock a.m. I'll be sending out notes, guys, so look for it. And we're going to get going here. Now, I promote the show daily on Twitter and Facebook, as well as Blog Talk Radio. If you have a Twitter account, you can follow the show on Twitter at The Frank W Show. The Frank W Show on Twitter. You can also follow the show on Facebook. If you have a Facebook account, go into that account. Type in the search box there, The Frank Williams Show. The Frank Williams Show. And at Blog Talk Radio, if you're on my show page right now, there's an icon there that says follow this show. Click on that icon and set it up. And you'll be able to follow the show that way, whether it's email or text message or whatever. However you set that up, you'll be able to follow the show that way as well. So whether you're on Twitter, Facebook, or Blog Talk Radio, you'll never miss an episode of the show if you don't want to. Now, today's show is being brought to you by our sponsor, CPA On Duty. For all your tax or accounting needs, call the certified public accounting firm of CPA On Duty. Their office number is 770-732-0244. Again, their office number is 770-732-0244. And again, I thank you guys for listening to the show. The call-in number is 818-301-5834. Lock that number in, 818-301-5834. And you can call into the show and weigh in on the topic or give a comment on the topic, whatever. Call in to say hello to me or anything. I don't mind. Okay? So here we go. Let's rock and roll, guys. Now, the title of today's show is Coping with Daylight Savings Time. The reason I wanted to do this show is simply because, you know, this weekend we sprung forward. So we moved the clocks an hour ahead on Saturday night. And so, you know, on Saturday night, if you were up at midnight or 1 in the morning, it was actually 1 in the morning or 2 in the morning, okay? And the daylight saving change, time change, forced most of us to spring forward and advance our clocks 1 hour. This effectively moves an hour of daylight from the morning to the evening, okay, giving us those long summer nights. But waking up Monday morning probably wasn't so easy today. You know, having lost an hour of precious sleep and perhaps driving to work in the dark with an extra jolt of Java coffee, you know, then this is how time change actually affect you. It depends on your own personal health, sleep habits, and lifestyle. You know, they've been saying that I've been listening to some stuff about this, and they were saying that when when it does go into this time change, you need to go ahead and get up. Get in a little exercise if you can, however you can. You know, one thing that's highly, highly effective is if you wake up in the morning, if you get up and you stretch your body, okay? You know how people say stretch your body. When you wake up in the morning, you sit on the side of the bed and you stick your arms all the way out and you stretch out. If before you even get up or get on the side of the bed, if before you do that, do a stretch with your legs as well. Get from under the cover, grab your knee, pull your knee all the way back to your chest. Stretch that leg, you know. Grab your other leg, pull it all the way back to your chest. Stretch that leg. Just do some stretches before you get out of bed. Then you sit to the side of the bed, and then you stretch your upper torso. You stretch your arms all the way out or all the way up or whatever. Whatever you want to do. Notice this. If you have a dog, and at night you may keep him in his kennel, okay, when you get up in the morning to take him out to relieve himself, as soon as you open that kennel, he comes out, and instead of running out in the yard or whatever, he'll stop there, and he'll stretch. At least my dog, he'll stop. He'll stretch. Oh, he'll lean back. He'll stretch out into a shake. Okay, that's his way of stretching and getting ready. He doesn't miss that. Alright? Every time he gets down, he stretches out and everything. Okay? So that works. But moving our clocks in either direction changes the principal time cue light for setting and resetting our 24-hour natural cycle, okay? In doing so, our internal clock becomes out of sync or mismatched with our current day-night cycle. How well we adapt to this depends on several things. In general, losing an hour in the spring is more difficult to adjust to than gaining an hour in the fall. I can attest to that. It's similar to airplane travel. Traveling east, we lose time. An earlier bedtime may cause difficulty falling asleep and increased wakefulness during the early part of the night. Going west, we fall asleep easily, but may have a difficult time waking up. Okay. Now, another question that was posed was, how long will it take you to adapt to time changes? Okay. Though a bit simplistic, a rule of thumb is that it takes about one day to adjust for each hour of time change. Okay. But there's, you know, individuals have, you know, varying, you know, things there. Okay. How will you feel during this transition? If you're getting 7 to 8 hours of sound sleep and go to bed a little early the night before, you may wake up feeling refreshed. If you are sleep deprived already, getting by on 6 hours, you're probably in a bit of trouble. That's me. Especially if you consume alcohol or caffeine close to bedtime. Well, I don't usually do that, but I mean, I have done it before, and but with me, and I'm gonna be honest with you, with me, I'll do a beer close to bedtime, because if I can't sleep and I drink a beer makes me sleepy. All right. I don't drink a lot of beer, but beer makes me sleepy. So if I can't seem to get to sleep, I'll drink a beer. I'll drink a cold beer, and that usually, after I finish it, that usually puts me out in the next 15 to 20 minutes. But sometimes I have no problems going to sleep without it. So I don't usually do the alcohol thing unless I just can't sleep. All right. So in this situation, you may well experience the decrements of performance, concentration, and memory common to sleep deprived individuals, as well as fatigue and daytime sleepiness. So on last night, and it's kind of a moot point, but on last night, if you got in bed a little bit earlier and got you 6 to 7 hours of sleep, then you should be okay today. You should do okay. Now tonight, I think you should do the exact same thing. Is try to get into bed a little bit earlier than usual, and try to get you a good night's sleep. That way, you get your body will probably adapt to that change, within that time. Then getting up and getting out would be pretty good for you. All right, and then another thing to think about, guys, is that you get up, you get a little exercise in, then you get out and you get into some sunshine or whatever, and that'll help you as well to deal with the change in time. But everything works out. All right. So tonight, if you didn't get in bed a little early last night, which I doubt anyone did. I'm sure someone did, but I doubt a lot of people did, because the clocks will move forward. You're like, it's really 9, it's not 10, it's really 10, it's not 11, it's really 11, not 12, you know? So But in real time, if you got into bed at 12 thinking it's really 11, which is your normal time to go to bed, then you lost an hour of sleep, okay? Because you have to get up at the same time at that 6 o'clock, 6:30 hour. But you went at 12 and got 6 hours instead of 11 and got 7 hours. So that can be a major difference. What can you do to reset your internal clock to adapt more quickly to the time changes? Your circadian rhythm is internally generated, but is influenced by the environment, behavior, and medications. As mentioned, light is the principal environmental cue. Light suppresses the secretion of the sleep-inducing substance, melatonin. So it is important to expose yourself to the light during the waking hours as much as possible. And conversely, do not expose yourself to bright light when it is dark outside. For example, if you get up at night, you go to the bathroom, do not turn on the light. Prepare beforehand by installing a nightlight. Interestingly, specifically timed light therapy may either advance or delay your sleep cycle, depending on when it is delivered. All right. Sleep hygiene is a term used to describe those actions you can take to create sleep-friendly environments and enhance your chances of falling asleep, staying asleep, and sleeping soundly. Basic sleep hygiene includes reducing or eliminating caffeine and alcohol, exercising several hours before bedtime, creating calming rituals before bed to gradually relax yourself, taking a hot bath, for example, and wearing earplugs and eye masks, to name a few. Also important is going to bed and rising at the same time every day. So there's no evidence that certain diets will actually influence your circadian rhythm. Carbohydrates tend to make it easier to fall asleep. Okay? It is unlikely that medications would be needed for a simple one-hour time change of the clock. But in certain circumstances, like traveling across multiple time zones, hypnotic drugs like benzodiazepines, whatever, may be used. Well, I need to do a show on these words that they come up with for drugs. I don't know how to pronounce this, but it's benzodiazepines. BENDODIZEPINES. Hypnotic. It's a hypnotic drug, okay? Their indication is primarily to induce sleep when desired to get on a new schedule. Given their potential for addiction and that they can negatively affect the quality of sleep, they should only be used on the direct guidance of a doctor or a sleep specialist. Another thing about getting on these different sleep drugs and stuff like this is I saw something this morning on TV that said that the prescription drug misuse or whatever you may want to call it has gone out the roof. They showed the United States, and then they show red, light red, and yellow states that going from yellow to hot red was the least abuse to the most abuse. And most of the states are hot red, which is which means there's a lot of like painkiller and sleep medications and things, prescription drugs that are being abused around the United States from state to state. It is a growing, fastly growing problem. Okay, so getting out this morning, hopefully, you know, by now you guys are already at work, or maybe on your way to work, or maybe you're just getting out of bed. But usually on Monday, on the day of, the day after daylight savings, you have, you know, really tired and groggy people getting on the streets Monday morning. And, you know, this morning, if you woke up this morning like I did, about 6 or 6:30, it was dark out. I mean, wasn't a sign of daylight. It was dark, and you know, and it's gonna be dark on into 7 o'clock. So you know, most people have to be up and going by 7 or 7:30. So it's still dark out, and you know, you got people that are tired from the night before, and they're groggy, so they're, you know, going to be a lot of people on the street like that, so be careful of that. Not just today, not just Monday morning, but also tomorrow morning and possibly on Wednesday morning. Probably it's going to take all week for people to get back in the swing of things. But get this, by Thursday or Friday, the weather in Atlanta is going to be so good that, you know, you're going to be able to get that sunlight. That sunlight is going to start peeking through on Thursday morning about 7:15, 7:30. So you're going to get that sunlight to hit your body, and that's going to get you to wake up and get ready and get going, okay? That's what's going to get you going. So interestingly, some studies show an overall reduction in traffic accidents and fatalities due to daylight saving time changes. Okay, however, one study showed a significant increase in accident rates on the Monday following daylight saving time. The author attributed sleepiness as a cause. I'm not sure exactly which way to go on this one. But maybe you may want to just sit back and have another cup of coffee, decaf, of course, and go into work a bit later when the sun is up. So the sun plays a big role in being able to keep going at daylight savings time. And so to me, excuse me, to me, daylight savings time is you get more time outside. You know, you get more time in the yard. You can start doing yard work at 6 in the evening because of the hot spring and summer days. So you can get started in the yard late in the evening, and then you have a few hours where you'll be able to finish up. And you can also get your, you know, get your cooking done, your grilling, your outside cooking done during daylight savings time because, you know, if you're like me, I don't start to grill till 5:30 in the afternoon. I don't eat an early dinner. So, but with daylight savings times, that's perfect to start to grill at 5 or 5:30 because you've got about 2.5 or 3 hours to get everything done, which is what it takes. All right. So thank you guys for listening to the show. Again, you guys have been a great audience. Stay with me. Remember the new time, 10 a.m., Monday through Friday. And we're going to make everything happen. We're going to make it all work. It's going to go for the next 4 weeks, 10 a.m., the new time for the Frank Williams Show. Thank you guys for listening to me. Take care of yourself. Have a great day. This is Frank. I'm over. I'm about to go, and then you'll know for me to stay. I got to be me. You'll never be in doubt. That's
smile. Yeah, I'm a slave, I'm gone. Forget to reach it by phone. Because I promise I'll be gone for a while. When you see me again, I hope that you have been the kind of person that you really are now. Taking up my